Welcome to Tawari Mechanach, Yom Yud O.U. Women's Initiative. My name is Ms. Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Daled. Okay, we come to the end of the reign of Yeravam of the Northern Kingdoms, as well as Rechavam of Yehuda and Binyamin. So the first part of the Perek deals with the end of Yeravam, and the second part of the Perek deals with the end of Rechavam. We are going to be focusing on the first part of the Perek. Perek Yud Daled, Pasuk Aleph. Ba'isa hi chala Avia ben Yeravam. At that time, Avia, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Hey, the son of Yeravam became sick. Vayomer Yeravam the Ishto, Kumina vihishtanis velo yedu ki at ishus Yeravam. Please get up and change yourself, meaning disguise yourself, so that they will not know that you are the wife of Yeravam. I'm in Pasuk Beis. Vahalacht Shiloh, hine sham achia hanavi, who dibir alai lamelech, Allah amazah, go to Shiloh, who is in Shiloh, achia the prophet. Remember, achia is the one who met him in the field and tore the garment and told him, you're going to be the king. He's the one who spoke to me that I'm going to be the king over the nation. He tells her to take food. She should take 10 loaves of bread. She should take 10 loaves of bread. She should take dry seasoned bread like crackers. She should take a bottle of honey and she should go to him and he will tell you what you should do to the child, because remember, the child is sick. A task came Esha Yeravam, and she did so. She got up, she went to Shiloh, she comes to the house of Achia, and now the Pasuk says, Pasuk Dad, and Achia could no longer see because his eyes had dimmed due to old age. However, he receives a nevuah and a direct communication from Hashem. Pasuk Hey, Hashem Amar al Achia, Hine Eshes Yeravam Ba'ali Drosh Davar Me'imcha. Hashem tells Achio that the wife of Yeravam is coming to seek out a matter from you, al bina, about her son, kicholahu, because he is sick, kazo v'chazah tidabrila. This is what you shall tell her, v'hi kivoa, and she is just coming, as Achio is getting this nevuah, v'hi misna kera. And she is in disguise. When Achiyahu hears the voice of her footsteps, Ba'aba Pesach, coming in the entrance, he says to her, come, the wife of Yeravam. Why are you in disguise? I have a harsh message to deliver to you. Lechi imeli Yeravam, ko amar shemelokei Yisrael, yanasher haromus ha rimosicha mitocha am. Go back and tell Yeravam, so says Hashem, the God of Israel, because I raised you up from the nation. The etnechad nagir al am Yisrael, I raised you up. I made you a ruler over my nation Israel. The ekras hamamlachem ibeis David, the etnalach, remember in the field, I tore the kingdom away from the house of David. I gave it to you. Velo ha yisaka avdi David, but you were not like my servant David, that guarded my mitzvos, that went after me with all his heart, to do only what is right in the eyes of Hashem. Vatara la'asos mikola shahayu fenecha, from the word ra, vatara. You did bad from everything that was before you. And you went, you did gods of others, umasechus lachiseni, molten images to anger me. And me, meaning God, you threw away behind your back. This is a very strong lashon. We're in Pasuk Yod. The Navi uses a very strong metaphor to describe that all males from the house of Yeravam will be cut down. Lachain, therefore, what did I say, Pasugiriach? Hinini mevi ra al beis Yeravam. Behold, I am bringing bad upon the house of Yeravam. Vihichrati from Koris. I will cut down li Yeravam to Yeravam. Mashtin bekir atzur ve'azuv b'Yisrael. Literally, it means anyone who urinates against the wall, from the protected to the unprotected in Israel, i.e. it's a metaphor for males. Any male from the house of Yeravam, protected and unprotected in Israel, ubi arti achri beis Yeravam kasher yiva'er ha-galal. Galal is excrement. Ad tumo. And I will eradicate, burn out from the house of Yeravam like one burns out excrement until it is finished. Very harsh language to Yeravam. Hamesh li Yeravam be'ir yochu hakelavim. Future generations, any males born to the house of Yeravam who die in the city, the dogs will eat his corpse. Hamesh basada yochu of Hashemayim. And any who die in the field, the birds of the heaven will eat. Ki Hashem dibir. for the Lord has spoken. Va'at kumi lechi leveitech, and you get up, go back to your house, b'vor raglayich ha'ira u'meit ha'yalad. When your feet come to the house, the child will die. We have to remember that it sounds like it's a very young child that she's carrying, but it actually isn't like you're going to see. He couldn't have been that young, like the age of a toddler, because he is going to, this child, even though he's going to die, he's going to be rewarded for a good act, like you'll see, which means he must have been at the age of awareness or some sort of close to adult. Pasuk Gid Gimel. V'shaftu lo koiso. So after being told that the males will be cut down and that the birds and the dogs will eat them depending on where they shall fall, this child will have a different fate. V'shaftu lo koiso. He will have hesped by all of Israel. They will eulogize him. V'kavru oso. And he will be buried. Kizel levado yavo liyaravim el kever. This descendant alone from Yeravim will come to the grave. Ya'an why? Nimtza bo davar tov el Hashem elokei Yisrael b'veis Yeravim. There's something good found in him to Hashem, the God of Israel, from the house of Yeravim. What good did this child of Yeravim do? According to Rashi, the Radak, and the Metsudas David, they all quote the same answer. I'm quoting the Lashon of Rashi, but for your reference, Metsudas David and Radak, the Lashon is slightly different, but they all say the same thing. What did this child do? Rashi. Shabitel Mishmarto, Shehoshivu Aviv Shomer, Shelo Ya'ale Ish L'Regal, Ubita Mishmarto Ve'ala. Whew. He abandoned his post, if you will. His father, Yeravim the king, not only did they put up Agle Zahav in Dan and Beit El, they also put up guards. The Gemara tells us very clearly, Masechah Sanhedrin 101 to 102, Kof Av to Kof Beis, that they put up guards, sentries, to make sure nobody would go to be Olo L'Regal to the Beit HaMikdash. And he had a mishmeres, a watch, to make sure that nobody would go to be Olo L'Regal. Not only did he abandon his post, but Rashi says he also went up. Listen to Lashon of Rashi again. Shabitel mishmerto. He nullified. He was mevatel his post, his assignment from his father. Shoshivu aviv shomer. His father appointed him as a guard. Shelo ya'ale ish l'regal, to make sure that nobody was going up to Yerushalayim to be Olo L'Regal. Ubitel mishmerto. He nullified this job. V'Allah. And the people were allowed to go up. Whoever wanted to go up was able to go up. Perhaps he went up. So he had something good in him. As a reward, he will have hesped and he will have kavura. I went back to the Navi. We're in Pasuk Yodalad now. And Hashem, in other words, this is the end of the Nevuah to Yeravim. Hashem will establish for himself a king over Israel who will cut off the house of Yeravim like today. And from then, and also now. In other words, the house of Yeravim is finished. Okay, I'm going to paraphrase just a little bit because we're already starting to run out of time. Hashem will smite Israel as a reed sways in the water. Just like a reed is not so strong in the water and the wind, that is how what Hashem will do to Israel. And he will uproot Israel. Oy. From this good land, may Adama Tova Zos Asher Nason Avosehem, the Zera Me'ever Lanar, Hashem will uproot Israel from this good land that he gave to their forefathers, and he will scatter them on the other side of the river. Chutzlarts. Yan Asher Asu Asashereihem, Machisim as Hashem. They made Asherah trees to anger Hashem. Vayit, Pasuch Tas Zion, Vayitain Es Yisrael. Hashem will give Israel over to its enemies. Biglal chatos Yeravim, because of the sins of Yeravim, asher chata, not only that he sinned, but asher hechti es Yisrael, he caused Israel to sin. The Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Sanhedrin, Parak Yod, Mishnah Beis, that Yeravim is one of those who eino chelek le'olam haba. Yes, we say kol Yisrael she'ishem chelek le'olam haba, but the reality is that the Mishnah tells us there are certain people who do not have a chelek in olam haba. And one of those is Yeravim, because not only did he sin for himself, but he hechti, shahichti, vehechti es Yisrael. What could he do? You could do teshuva for yourself, even though he doesn't do teshuva, the Gemara tells us. But let's say you want to do teshuva. How are you supposed to do teshuva for all the people you've made them sin? So Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Yeravim eino chelek le'olam haba. And the wife of Yeravim gets up and she goes back and she comes to the town of Tirza and she comes to the edge of the house and the lad died. Vayikbru also, just like the Navi said, he was buried. Vayispedu lo kol Yisrael, they gave a spade in for him, all of Israel. He was righteous. Kedvar Hashem asher dibrei biyad avdo, Achio Navi, just like Hashem promised through Achio the prophet. The Yasser Divrei Yeravam Asher Nelcham Veshamach, the rest of the chronicles of Yeravam that he fought and that he ruled, they are written in Sefer Divrei Hayamim for the kings of Israel. And Yeravam ruled for how long? Asrim Ushtayim Shana, 22 years. Vayishkav Imavosav, he laid with his fathers. It doesn't say necessarily that he was buried. I know, I was like wondering, also when I was preparing the text, didn't it just say that they'll be cut off even by the dogs or even by the birds? Vayishkav imavosav is a metaphor that means he died. Doesn't actually say he had kivura, that's one. And the second thing is that the nevuah is referring to the future generations, the seed, the males that will come from Yeravim. Vayimloch Nadav bino tachtav. Nadav, his son, ruled under him. The Rambam tells us how wicked was Yeravim ben Nevah. The Rambam tells us in Hilchus Teshuvah, Mishnah Torah, Hilchus Teshuvah, Perek Hey, Halacha Beis, we already quoted the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Yeravim does not have a chelik in Olam Haba. The Rambam here says, Al ya'avor b'machshav t'chadavar zesh shomim tipshei umos ha'olam v'rav golmei b'nei Yisrael. You should not enter your mind, says the Rambam, the foolish thing that the foolish people of the nations of the world and the unlearned of Israel say, Shalkosh baruch hu gozer ala adam mitchilas priyasu liyos tzadik v'rasha. You might think it's predetermined when you come to the world, Hashem already determines and decrees this person's going to be righteous, this person is going to be wicked. That is the tipshei umos ha'olam, the foolish of the nations of the world, and the clods, the unlearned of Israel, say this. Ein hadavar kein. The Rambam says again, Hilchos Teshuvah to Mishnah Torah Perikei Halachik Beis. Ein hadavar kein. That's not true, says the Rambam. Ela kol adam roi lo lios tzadik kemosher abenu o rasha ki Yeravam. Could you imagine? Rambam says, I'm going to tell you the biggest tzadik. Everyone could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And who's on the flip side? Or you could be a Rasha like your Yeravam. It's not true that you come here predetermined to be a certain way. Every person is worthy. He can either be a tzaddik like Moshe, and you can't actually be Moshe, but you can fulfill your potential like Moshe fulfilled his. You can love Torah like Moshe loved Torah. You could teach and lead and inspire Am Yisrael and be close to Kosh Baruch Hu like Moshe was. Oh, Rasha ki Yeravam. O Chacham, O Sachal, he could be wise or foolish. O Rachman, O Achzari, he could choose to be merciful or cruel. O Chilai, O Shoah, he can choose to be miserly or generous. The Chain Shar Koladeus. There's no one forcing him. There's no one decreeing upon you. No one's pulling you to one of these two extremes. He on his own chooses to put himself into whichever path he wants. I can, that's really what I wanted to highlight here, that we see how severe Yeravam's sins were. First of all, the Mishnah tells he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, and the Rambam uses him as the duguma of one who is so wicked, it's like the opposite of the tzikus of Moshe Rabbeinu. I went through the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara really speaks about Yeravam and his sins in Kuf Aleph through Kuf Beis. I highlighted a number of teachings from the Gemara to share with you about Yeravam. First of all, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Gasus HaRuach, Shahaya bo b'Yeravam, Taraditu min ha'olam. Why was he banished from the world to come? Because of the arrogance that was in Yeravam, he was banished from Olam Haba. And what does the Gemara use as a proof? It speaks about the fact that he didn't want to allow the people from his kingdom to go up to be Olal Regal. He didn't want them to see Rechavam the king. They might think, wait a minute, Rechavam's the king. Yeravam's not the king. Because of his arrogance, he put up the Egle Zahav. Because of his arrogance, he put up sentries to not allow people to be Olal Regal. And his arrogance is what banished him from Olam Haba. The Gemara also says, to what degree were they forbidding people from the northern kingdom to go to the Beit HaMikdash? Vehem amru, kol ha'ola l'regel, yidakir b'cheref. Whoever abandons the Egli Zahav in Beit El Andan and goes on pilgrimage to the temple will be pierced with the sword. It was by threat of death that they put up sentries and didn't allow anyone from Malchus Yisrael to go to be Olal Regel to the Beit HaMikdash. The first teaching about his Gasus Ruach was Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph Amar Beis. The second teaching about the threat of death, punishable by death, was in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara says further, I did certain things to tell you. Yeravam ben Nevat. What was such so wicked about him? Shehi shchis Yisrael lavim shebeshamayim. He destroyed the bond. He shchis l'shachos to destroy the bond between Israel and their father in heaven. Like we quote in the pasuk, it's one thing if he sinned for himself as a person, but like the pasuk says, Tezayin biglach chatos Yeravam asher chata v'hasher hichti as Yisrael. And the Gemara says he shchis Yisrael lavim shebeshamayim. He cut off Israel from their father in heaven. Furthermore, listen to this. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, I'm still in Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Rabbi Oshaya says, Ad Yeravam, Ha Yisrael Yonkim Me'ega Echad. Until Yeravam came along, Israel suckled, Yonkim, Yonkei Shadayim, Israel suckled from one calf. He had enough to deal with one precious Kitisa, Paraklamar Beis, Elo Hechiso Shalucha Meretzitzrayim. Mikan Ve'elech, Mishnai Mishlosha Golim. Wasn't bad enough for you to deal with the consequences and the fall of one Egalzav. In the time Yeravam came along, we had to deal with two calves plus the third original one. He added on to our sin of the Egalzav. Furthermore, the Gemara says, and again, there's so much commentary on this and explanation, we simply do not have the time for it, but I want to highlight for you that Gemara is teaching us how wicked Yeravam was and why Chazal would go so far as to say he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, and why the Rambam would use him as the dugma of the most wicked person. Okay, we saw in the parak, in the last parak, parak Yod Gimel, Asher Achar Hadavar Zelo Yeshav Yeravam Midar Korah. After this thing, Yeravam did not repent from his bad ways. After everything he saw, the nevuas, he clearly understood that there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. His hand shriveled up, the Mizbeach broke apart, the ashes fall on the ground. No, he still doesn't repent from his bad ways. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi my Acha. What does it mean after these things? Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Acha Shetofso Kodesh Baruch Hu Yeravam Bevigdo. Kodesh Baruch Hu grabbed onto Yeravam by his garment. The Amar lo chazar b'cha. Hashem said, I'm going to give you a chance to do teshuvah. Repent! The anivata u ben Yishai, remember? Ben Yishai. David HaMelech, Malchus Yehuda. You, me, God, you, Yeravam, ben Nevat, Malchus Yisrael, and ben Yishai, Malchus Yehuda, nitayel b'gan Eden. We'll go together, we'll stroll in Gan Eden. Amar lo Yeravam said to Hashem, mi b'rosh, who's going to go first? Ben Yishai b'rosh, Hashem said. The sign of King David will go first. Ihachi, if so, said Yeravam, lo be'ena, I do not desire it. Obviously, there's many, many ways to interpret the Gemara, but we see here how truly wicked he was. And just like we began with the Gassus Ruach on page Kuf Av, it's a Mida that followed him, and for that he was taken out of this world. We don't have time to delve into the second part of the parak, which I hope to do with you, but it's Pesukim Chaf Aleph through Lamed Aleph. It's the demise and the end of Rechavam ben Shlomo. One point of interest, his mother was Naama Ha'amonis. Remember in the cave, Perek Yitessa, Bereshis, Moav, and Amon are born from the Bechira and the Tzira from Lot. From Moav comes Rus. Of course, Rus marries Boaz. They have Oved, they have Yishai, they have David Melech Yisrael. Shlomo marries a woman named Naama Ha'amonis. Their son is Rechavam. Those are the two mothers of really the Davidic dynasty and Melech HaMashiach. Lamais of the Pesukim are not complimentary. They tell us that also there was Avodah Zarah, there was Neof in the southern kingdom, in the kingdom of Rechavam. The king of Egypt comes up, he plunders and takes all the gold and the shields that King Shlomo had made. The king Shishak, Melech Mitzrayim, comes to Jerusalem. He plunders the gold and the treasure houses of Shlomo, and Rechavam tries to replace them. He does replace them with copper shields, but it is a paltry replacement for what has been plundered. Pasuk Lamed, Umechama Haisha ben Rechavam ben Yeravam Koyimam. There wasn't actually a war. We didn't learn about any wars, but there was animosity and tension between the Malchus of Rechavam, Malchus Yehuda, and Yeravam, Malchus Yisrael, all their years. Pasuk Lamed Av, and Rechavam laid with his fathers. He was buried with his father in Ir David. The name of his mother was Naama Ha'amoni, Vayimlech Aviyam Bino Tachtav. Aviyam, his son, ruled under him. Today's shir is dedicated anonymously as a zechut for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them continued koach and wisdom to lead Kaisro and bring us closer to Hashem in the coming Mashiach. B'mher, B'yameinu, Amen. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov, and have a wonderful day to all.